This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, thank you, Maria, for that introduction. I'm kidding. Hello, everybody. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's presentation of Real Housewives of New York, the after show. We are covering the episode where we are not filling Giovanni. So let's get into all of that. My name is Ronnie Jr. I'm going to be hosting and moderating the show today alongside with the effervescent, young, ambitious, and hardworking Allie. What would describe your personality and your point of view this afternoon? How are you feeling about this episode? Oh.
Okay, I'm feeling great. I just finished it right before we got on, so I'm feeling all of the emotions. And, you know, it was a lot happened. I feel like every episode, though, it just gets crazier and crazier, literally every episode. So I am ready and I'm excited. I'm in a great mood today. How are you? You feeling good?
I'm good. It's just us two today. Usually we've got our darling Hollywood Leon and our other darling Chelsea Stark Jones, but the two of them are not with us today, but that does not mean you shouldn't be following and supporting them online and on Instagram. Talking about the show, my first question to you is, with a bunch of weeks off the air, and obviously we were back last week, how do you feel like the new momentum is going, Allie? Does this feel like, okay, we might have had a slow start, but now we're back in it? Or do you feel like the show is still worthy of the critique that it's been getting? Because Twitter has not been that nice.
Yeah, Twitter has not been that nice.
To Roni.
Personally, I still feel the momentum. But I think it's because we get to do this show and like come on and talk about it. So I get really excited for that aspect of it as well. So I think when we had the break, I was just so ready to get back like with you guys and to talk about the show. And, you know, we kicked it off with that amazing Halloween episode, which, you know, we saw a lot happen and it was very dramatic. So, I mean, entertainment wise, yeah, I think they're still doing a great job. I think this episode, you know, we saw a little bit of drama and some good stuff still. But yeah, this show is like not boring. You know what I mean? I never find myself just sitting there like bored. There's a lot happening. A lot of dynamics with all the cast members. So I don't know. I'm feeling good about it personally, and I'm enjoying it.
All right, good. You got a good attitude about you. I feel like the show's not at its best, but it's also hard to tell because is it what it feels like to be in the pandemic, some of the equality issues that's going on? Does it make it harder to watch a mindless TV show like Housewives? So there's a little bit of it all, but let's talk about this episode. You know, I think Sonia had a great episode. Sonia, Elise, they're sort of bonding. Real quick, right before that, I do love the way the show opened with Dorinda trying to sort of get ready because, you know, she's the host with the most, as she says, and she tries to call everybody and nobody was really available to her. But it was cute. It was fun. And usually when I watch this show, I don't look and think of memes right away. That's just not the way I watch the show. I'm a little older, you know, for that. But when I watched it, I was like, oh my God, that was such a memeable moment. She calls everybody and she's like, I'm a loser. But it's cute to see Dorinda not angry and goofy and vulnerable, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. I loved when she was like, maybe Ramona's right. I'm a loser. It was hilarious. And I agree. I loved seeing her, you know, just funny and like not so uptight.
We'll shift back in a second about what we think of her decor, because she is the host with the most, as she will tell you. But I want to know what you think about like Sonia, Elise sort of having this exchange. I'm one of those people that does like Elise. I know people feel like she's a little bit boring. It just is not what I see. I feel like she's assertive. I feel like she doesn't get, hold on, cell phone, hold on, one second. Okay, Dorinda, stop calling me. I feel like Elise doesn't give a care. She's like, I'm either on the show, I'm not. Like, her daughter's been on the show. Yeah. Her now husband's been on the show like two seasons ago. Like, she's been in the mix of these gals. So I feel like when she's talking to Sonia, it feels very natural. But both of them have the same problem, and it's a Corona Singer. thoughts on that exchange? Goofy Sonia Singer when she was in her 20s. I loved every minute of it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I feel like I'm in such a good mood or something and acting like the show is amazing. But again, I liked also seeing them together. I love whenever we like go inside of their apartments. I feel like we just get this like, it's just relatable. I don't know. And Sonia's place isn't like in your face. It's just like cute. And I love Marley. Anytime we see Marley, I'm happy. But yeah, I think that they have a genuine connection, Elise and Sonia. And so I think that was a great way to kind of start the show. You know, we know they're on the same page right now with Ramona. So it was interesting to, you know, kind of set it up that way. But like you said, I also really like Elise. I mean, I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more. There were parts where I was a little disappointed with her this episode compared to last episode. But overall, I think she's offering, you know, some relatability. She's just kind of the calm one. Mm-hmm. You know, she's wise. She says like smart things. I don't know. But
yeah, well, no, it's like what I say. She doesn't give a care. And what's interesting in it, people love these housewives that are so blunted in your face, but like, sorry about it. Not everyone is a NeNe Leakes, right? Like not everyone is that loud. And you know, who else is a real big personality? I'm trying to think maybe on the, like even Dorinda, she's real loud. Like not everyone is like that. So when I see Elise, there's something warm about it. And I like the way she broke it down. Like she knew Sonia before Sonia was a Morgan, right? So that's just cool to me. Anyways,
I love seeing that. I know.
Moving forward, you called this out a couple episodes ago, Allie. You said that you love to see this new dynamic of Leah and Luann. So Leah and Luann are shopping along with Ramona. They're all getting ready, kind of a mix between what happened at the dinner and how Ramona feels about it and how it's going to go once we get to the Berkshires. But I thought of you when I watched the show because you said, oh, I really like when Leah and Luann are together. And we saw that when Dorinda was trying to do all this information and both Leah and Luann were like, sure, Dorinda. And I thought there was a similar take because they were right next to each other. And here comes Ramona. Burr, 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 burr. And the two of them were like, sure, Ramona. It was cute to me. Right. So they might be a nice bond.
I think so too. I have to say, I think Leah and Sonia are my favorite like drunk pair. I love their connection when they're both drunk and they're like in love with each other. But yeah, I mean, I think Luann and Leah definitely have a different bond than Leah has with any of the other girls. I think that they have this close like understanding of each other. But, you know, we see some crazy Luann at the end of this episode. But overall, like, I do think that they just, like, get each other. I don't know. It's kind of refreshing to see.
What it reminded me of, Allie, was the fact that, as I said, when they were talking with Dorinda and she was giving this whole story, the two of them were, like, very deadpan. They're very, like, what do you want us to say? You know, like, they have identified, the two of them, that when somebody's coming to give them gossip, they're not really hype about it, which is a kind of a cool trait. And I definitely saw it. However, I did think it was cool that Luann did get back in Ramona's face and say, well, you did bring Missy, and that kind of was an infraction. And what was cool about it is Luann didn't like lose herself. She didn't get real mad, but it was really important, I thought, to kind of let somebody that you are a friend with, let them know, like, I mean, Ramona, I wasn't mad about it, but I will let you know, you shouldn't have brought Missy to the thing. Like, it wasn't necessary. You know, I don't think Ramona's bad for it, but it was shots fired, as your Leah would say. So I like the way they called her out on that.
I don't know, too. I think, like, Lou was really interesting, like, the first half of the episode, because she was almost playing, like, devil's advocate, too. Like, she was on Ramona's side, but then was on Dorinda's side. But, like, I don't know. It made me almost confused because I think Dorinda had every right to be mad at Ramona, but I do think she handled the speech poorly. I don't think she necessarily needed to do that. But I don't know. It was interesting seeing Luann kind of just in the middle of all of it. But I don't know.
We'll get to our judgment of, we judged it a little last week, but it keeps coming up with how Dorinda had that pointed conversation. But before we do any of that, what are we thinking of the beauty that is Dorinda's new space? Obviously, this is something that was wrecking her on so many levels. We saw her with the life coach trying to deal with all this. It wasn't just the aspect of the decorating and I guess there was a flood as well. It was also the attachment with, you know, her late husband. Mm-hmm. Dorinda had a rocky early season, early half. So I'd like to see her have a bit of an accomplishment. I really did.
Yeah.
Did you think it was cute, though? Did you love the decor, Allie?
You know, it's not my style. I think the property is gorgeous. You know, I mean, it's hard to, like, make that look bad, I'm sure, because it's so beautiful on its own. You know, the green walls, not my taste, but, you know, I loved Sonia's room. What did they call Sonia's room? I don't remember. Hers was pretty, like the pink.
I think that's where Hannah sort of occupied a lot
sense.
Of it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, here's the thing. It was gaudy and all these things. It was a certain Dorinda style, but you know, it really does match Dorinda. You know, you see Dorinda's confessional, you see Dorinda's wardrobe choice. And I've always been like, you know what? If I'm not that bold to be like out there with my choices, I can't get mad at somebody who is. Like you rock it out. But I think there was a little bit of a low-key moment where Luann, I think in the confessional, says, well, this is a great job for Dorinda to redecorate the home to make it look exactly the way it is. And it was, except maybe at a higher level. It was like, okay, so basically she didn't do nothing. It didn't look that different to you. So
I know.
Do you
the
like
fish room? She got rid of the fish room. So that was great. I thought it was funny. She left like some of the past like decor, the fish on the wall or something, like in the beds.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I'm glad to put that away. I'm glad. I feel like one thing that, while Roni is one of the better franchises, sometimes they tend to just like just keep punching up on the same thing. And I kind of am like, okay, yes, Luann made a big deal of the fish room, but like let's move on.
Yeah, you're like, thank you.
I guess it was a little cute. Also, though, on the flip side of that, the flashbacks were pretty compelling because you forget that so much of that stuff happened while in Dorinda's place. You know, you forget, in my mind, I the legendary I made it nice, but you almost kind of forget where that comes from, and that's certainly where it came from. Right. But I'm proud. There's a part of me that is a little bit proud of Dorinda, and I'm kind of okay with it, you know. I felt,
yeah, like you're happy for her. Like you could tell that she was happy, so it made me happy. I mean, I didn't love the green walls, but I loved that she loved the green walls. And like, that's all that matters. So.
Yeah, obviously it's no redeeming quality for the way she treated Tinsley in the early half of the season. But I just like to see an end point. So maybe I got that a little. How do you feel about all the gals starting to show up? You see everyone coming in different groups. You have, who showed up together? We have Luann showed up with
because
Elisa.
So it was Leah and Sonia, right? They showed up together. And then I think, was Ramona with Luann?
I thought Ramona was, with Luann. Yep, they were there. They were there together.
And then Elise by herself.
And everything seemed kind of cool. Like even Ramona having the decency to say the little things like, oh, I'm going to, I'm wondering if I could get a coat out of my bag because I don't want to make a mess out of the foyer. Well, that is basic 101. Ramona's usually not that thoughtful. At the same time, like, was it that cold that you needed to like switch it up right away?
And she was in a jacket. I thought that was weird.
It just gave me a lot of hope. I was like, oh, great. Ramona's actually going to be sweet. We're going to have a fun and kooky episode, which I think for the most part we did. If you think about it, that episode was kooky and fun. It's really just the last part of it that got a little crunchy. What are your thoughts on Leah sort of letting everyone know that, wait a minute, Elise is coming, but she is making a comment here that she is not messing around, kind of drawing up a little bit of the energy that we're about to see. Were you rocking with Elise? How did you feel about all that?
Okay, so I think at first, you know, when Leah brought up, like, oh, look what Elise posted, it felt a little bit, like, planned, you know, like, warming us all up, like, okay, Elise is coming, she's not happy. I thought the post was kind of, you know, weird that Elise shared, but, like, okay, we know Elise is upset at Ramona. We saw that last episode. But I was expecting Elise to, like, come in and be a lot more fired up. I mean, honestly, this is not just, like, Ramona's not just like one of her friends. This is like her close girlfriend that they've known. They've known each other for years. And she was terrible to her. She treats her like dirt. And I was just really excited to see Elise like stick up for herself a little bit more. I think she did okay, but I don't know. I was a little disappointed because I feel like she just let it go, which, you know, great. I know you want a fun girls weekend and like, but I don't know. I don't think she should have forgiven her, like, right off the bat. Like, it, and then she was, like, gaslighting her, like, so hard and being, like, I just was so disappointed in how you treated me. When it's, like, no, no, no. This isn't about how Elise is treating you. It's about how you're treating Elise. I don't know. The whole, like, confrontation was just cringy because Ramona was, once again, like, being this mean girl. And Elise was just taking it. And I just wish she was a little bit more confrontational and let her have it a little bit.
You know, I disagree.
Good, yeah.
I only disagree because what makes me like Elise is that she's not like everybody else. Like, I feel like her assertive level, if you were 1 to 10, her level of being assertive in a conversation, Elise is very much there. But what she doesn't do is that she doesn't get crazy and she doesn't like perform for the camera. When you see her conversation with Ramona, she, I thought, was very good with her words. Like, she cut things right away and she, well, wait a minute, but this, but no. But I think the reason that Ramona ended up having to go away and kind of wanting everyone to leave the two of them to speak is because it was getting to a point where Elise was so authentic with what she was saying that like Ramona was backpedaling.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know how to handle this. When you start talking like this, it makes me feel like when my father talked to me, and you know, that's a little bit of an interesting thing because she's used that in the past. But the whole conversation, yes, I understand what you're saying. This is Housewives. We expect everyone to just be out there and making these big scenes. But as a Housewives viewer, for me, I don't need all that usually. I've actually been saying in my head, Allie, I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I've been saying in my head that one thing that we need on Housewives of New York is a non-spazzy, not saying that all the gals are spazzy, but a non-spazzy housewife.
This is
why I love Housewives of Potomac, because Karen will sit there and she'll roll her eyes right through your face. She'll hit you with 3 comments and she'll tell you you're dumb before you knew you were dumb. Like, it's, I kind of like a slower read, you know?
I think the last episode, I don't know. It's so hard for me because I totally agree. I feel like Tensley was a little bit like that, but then, you know, she had her moments too. But I think for me, like, I can be a pretty, like, I'm a very forgiving person. I'm not confrontational. I'm not dramatic. And I know it can be easy sometimes for like people to like walk all over you. And I just feel like I don't need Elise to like go all Dorinda on her and like call her names or like throw like shrimp or whatever at her face. Like, I don't need that, but I just wish that she would have stuck up for herself a little more. And like, I don't know, I guess,
well, that's
like
fair. That's fair.
Because I don't know, like, and I feel like Ramona is like over her too. Like, I feel like Ramona doesn't really care. I feel like she was just like, okay, like the part when she went and like sat on her lap, she was like, well, Dorinda just sat on your lap, like, can I sit on your lap? And it was just weird. Like, everyone just wants to like please Ramona all the time. And I mean, I liked Ramona this episode. I did. But I think I wish they just let her have it a little more.
You think they're trying to please Ramona?
I do. I don't know. I think that they're just like really
interesting.
I think Elise knows, like, okay, I don't know. I think Elise feels like if she doesn't have Ramona, then like she wouldn't have maybe, I don't know. I don't know Elise's life, but it just feels a little bit like she's trying to like be on her good side. You know, she doesn't want to be on Ramona's bad side. I don't know. It was weird for me. The lap thing, and I don't know.
In that thought process, do you agree on some level with what Ramona's trying to say? Because Ramona, in a tacky way, is sort of saying, I've done all this for you, so you sort of should just kind of deal with the way I'm treating you. But what was interesting about those scenes, mostly in the confessional, though, is I love the way Elise said, well, wait a minute, because now I'm not at this level of socialite, status, you know, in the social scene. Now you don't necessarily have a need for me. It's just really tough when people do things for you and they have a bit of a...
they're like hanging something over you. I don't like that. And then didn't we talk last week? I don't know if it was you or Chelsea, but brought up the fact that Elise like helped get her daughter a job. So I'm like, don't act like Ramona's done everything for you. And that's not a true friendship, right? That's not like, oh, but I did this for you. So like, I'm allowed to treat you this way because I did what did she do? Get her on like the Housewives? Like, I don't know. It just, I just think Ramona deserves to be like, just sit in a, like she needs time out. Like she just needs to be put time out. I don't know.
Do you want her to be a friend of next season? Do you want her to be off the show? Do you want her to be full-time as she is? I guess if we're thinking about it, now that Vicky's not on the OC, Ramona, because I think New York was the set when they were, Manhattan Moms was the name of the show originally. This would probably be the most longest running of the franchises.
Yeah.
With Luann also being on quite a bit, but she did have the season off. So Ramona really is, I think if she treated the experience well and was appreciative and still a bit mean, but gave great content for the show, cool. But she's really hitting below the belt. And I think I'm going to answer and then I'll ask you to answer to my question.
Okay.
I'll say I don't want her to go away. There's something about me that says if we take away her full-time apple, we can maybe see her question her life a little bit, you know? Because right now she always has the cameras and she's always like, well, who am I going to end up with? I'm going to be lonely, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you want to be lonely? Get the show taken away from you too. Not saying that the show is everything, because the show doesn't mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Barbara could have came back on the show, but she was like, take a walk. Elise is probably going to be like, a lot of these gals aren't like Ramona, where this is their whole life. So I think if you demote her just a little bit and give her a bit of humble pie, Ramona, I wouldn't mind seeing a redemption of Ramona in a season or two. Am I just being too kind?
No, I agree with you. I don't want her to go at all, even though I'm mad at her and I think she's like not a great friend. She's so entertaining and she's funny. Like I laugh at things that she does and I don't know if I'm laughing with her or at her sometimes. I don't know, but I like her and I do enjoy her on the screen. I want her to stay for the sake of like entertainment, but I don't know. But like you said too, maybe a break would be good. Humble her up a little bit, bring her back on. I don't know. I just sometimes it's cringy, but at the same time, it's really good TV. So
here's what you do. Here's what you do. Here's what you exactly do, because I don't want to go with this conversation that if you're the top dog of any franchise at one particular season, that you're going to have to be up on the chopping block. I also don't think that's fair. Gisele Bryant is the queen of Potomac. Nobody ever better mess with her. That's just what it is. But I do think if you are a top dog and you're acting a certain way, somebody should maybe take that peach from you. Somebody should maybe take that apple from you. So this is what I suggested, Allie, on Housewives of Atlanta. Greg's wife, you know, Miss Leakes, the cornball that she's always been, I say you put her on next season and you put her best friend of Marlo, together. And they start the season and they're moving and they're grooving. So do this with Ramona. Do this with Ramona and Elise next season.
Yeah.
Moving and grooving, moving and grooving. Wait, follow me. Moving and grooving. And at the ninth hour, you put the word out that Elise gets the full time and that Ramona has been demoted to friend up, and let all heck break loose. And I think that would be the ultimate way to make great, compelling television.
I'm hooked already. That's, oh, wow. I can't even imagine that, though. Like, I would I don't know. That would be so crazy. Plot twist.
That's all we need from Ramona. We like her. She's compelling TV. Nobody should take that away. When she's got the crazy eyes, the turtle time, the rocky, walking on the runway, Ramona is compelling TV. But she needs a little bit of humble pie. We like her still. You put Elise back in. And you give them the ninth hour and say, oh, by the way, Ramona, you're a friend of Elisa's now the queen. And you let them film another 3 weeks. Let's let that ensue a little bit next season. I'm just saying.
That's a really good idea. I mean, I would watch that. I'd be so interested because, Ramona would not. Oh, she'd go crazy, I feel like.
And thank you, everyone, for bearing with us. We're doing the show today without our darling Hollywood Leon and our darling Chelsea Star Jones. If you want to give them a comment or support, make sure you say hello on the YouTube channel. And, of course, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Allie, before we get into the next portion of the conversation, I wanted to tell you that there's a lot of question of how valuable Sonia is, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it comes to her being so drunk. But I would like to say that on this episode, her drunkness is not what made her win.
Yeah.
In my opinion, she was just so funny. When she kept calling out to Ramona, she goes, she's running. There she goes. She's a runner.
Oh, she's so funny.
And she's in the moment, too. It's like a quick jab, you know. And it also comes from Sonia's... I think one of the gals made a comment about this. It also comes from the fact that Sonia has a little bit of a challenge with Ramona. So she doesn't mind seeing Elise give it to her. Like, it's kind of a cool thing. But what a great, almost classic housewife scene this will be to think that they go to sit in a corner to have their own space and all these little mice go walking in and they want to join Elise and Ramona. I loved that. This is why the Roni girls are really something special because they could get like no one else.
I was writing this. I don't know if you can see it. Just like during the show, like Ramona, no, Elise. Yes. But I wrote Sonia with a heart because I was she won this episode for me. Yeah.
But you're saying going forward though, you are saying past all of that, past the fact that Ramona walks in and gives Dorinda flowers and tries to do her little apologizer tour. Past some of the gals getting on her, you just feel personally that you didn't really like to see everyone kind of be cool about it. You didn't like the whole, well, Sonia comes in, Ramona sits on Dorinda's lap. You didn't like Elise saying, it is what it is. You didn't really like that. You would have liked more of an accountability. Allie?
I would have liked, I just wanted a better conversation between Elise and Ramona. Dorinda was so mad. Mm-hmm. So it really confused me how she was so mad, being so nasty about how Ramona was being nasty. And then 2 seconds later, they're just laughing and all over each other. I mean, I get it. It's that's how girls are, you know, but it's also, it just didn't feel appropriate. I feel like Ramona didn't actually say sorry. I feel like she didn't really mean it and they just kind of forgave her too easily. But
well, one of the things that makes Bethany, as we're missing her, such a compelling character, she gets right to it. She gets right to the bottom line. And this idea, and I think one of them called it out in a confessional, this idea that we're just going to get through it, but the issue's still there. I'm not a big fan of that, Allie. I love more than anything, maybe not when I was younger, but as I get older in this world, I love more than anything just kind of putting the issue out there. You could say your part. It may offend me a little, but let me tell you how I feel. Boom, boom, and boom. And I'll tell you how I feel. And you get through it. But this group, it's funny because when you first said that earlier in this after show, I was like, Allie, let them live. You know, let them sit on each other's lap and have a good, you know, girls trip. But as you said that, I am thinking, I'm taking it back a little, Allie, and saying, you're right. They should have got right to it and hammered it out because now we just have a weekend of chaos ahead of us.
Exactly. It's going to keep coming back up. And like you said, everything you just explained is a mature conversation. And it's rare to see at all in this franchise. But I just think they really have actual issues and problems with Ramona. And they're, you know, they're touching it on the surface, but they're not we'll see next week. But I mean, yeah, I think that there's going to be some more drama stirring up there with Ramona.
What do you think about Dorinda meddling in every damn thing? I'll get to a moment what transpires as far as Dorinda telling Sonya how to feel based on what Luann, you know. But even as I'm watching the episode back, I'm seeing, like, Dorinda says, oh, I'm going to go show you something, something about your room, Elise. And she does that. But, like, 2 seconds in, it's like, well, what do you feel about Ramona? And what are you going to tell her? Oh, you should tell her like this. Like, it's so funny for somebody to say, Schadenfreude or whatever that word was. I feel like Dorinda does that a little bit. Like, she cannot wait for somebody to go in and get Ramona. She can't wait for that. Is she Dorinda Medler? Is that her new
yes, monitor? Oh my God, wow. Yeah, and it's weird because she's like the host, and I wouldn't want, like, if I have that beautiful big home, I wouldn't want people like getting all, you know, feisty and yelling, and I'd be scared they'd break something, or I don't know, but it's just interesting to see, you know, instead of being like, let's all get along, like, tea, it's just instead, yeah, she's like enabling all of it. But I feel like, yeah, that's Dorinda.
Well, I think it was Leah, somebody called out Dorinda, or no, it was maybe Luann saying, oh, come on, you brought Elise here because you knew Elise was going to be against Ramona. So there might be something to Dorinda Medler, like that might be a thing, because she seems to do it. You know, we see sort of as we're getting through this conversation, everything seems to be okay. And all of a sudden it turns into this thing of, you know, Luann and Sonya, they're all talking about the cabaret. Everyone is very drunk at this moment because the slurs were really, not slurring, but like drunk slurs.
Yeah.
They just, you know, could not keep their words
Dorinda's.
Together. Yeah, she was about 2 drinks away from a clip, clip, clip. And I all of a sudden, you know, Luann is proposed with the idea, why don't you pay Sonya for her service on the show? And obviously Luann says, no, she's going to get what I give her, which to a degree I understand, like as the person creating the cabaret, whether it's a big deal, whether if it's a loss or a failure, it's not a failure. People go watch it. It's Luann. It's fine. But you have a prerogative to pay what you're going to pay, and the person does essentially have to deal with it. But on the flip side, I don't like that. I remember working in radio, like anything, and when I was a 20-year-old, anything that we did and we tried to achieve, we always had to pay the person for their service, you know, whether we're like getting some audio edited or putting together our photos and our package together. We always pay top dollar, as the 19-year-olds with no money, 20-year-olds with no money. But then I would see in the industry, people that were on the top level, because they had a namesake, maybe what Luann is sort of feeling, they think they could get everything for free. So I'm a little bit mixed on the situation. How did you feel about the whole thing?
That's really interesting, by the way. I didn't think about it that way. And that just, yeah, I feel like that's so true, though. And it doesn't make sense.
Well, are you kidding me? When's the last time you got free clothing sent to you, Ellie? You don't know.
Right.
No diss, but
we
you know.
Pay for, yeah.
We pay yeah. for, when we're trying Headshots to achieve, and we're paying for everything.
Classes.
But there's something about this level of like, Luann feels like she's this star, and she's like, I'm not even going to pay Sonya. Like, come on, you got the money. It just was
a bad... Exactly. She looks... Okay, I'm just... Okay, say you're Sonya, and I'm like Luann, and I am this... You know, I
Who
have
am
my
I?
Cabaret show.
Am I Sonya, baby? Am I Sonya? Sonya Rita. Give me a little...
Killing it. See, you're perfect. We're friends, right? I would never like ask you. I wouldn't be like, hey, come be on my show. You know, I'll pay you a little bit hair and makeup. Like, I feel like Luann came at this the wrong way and just expecting Sonya to be like, to do this favor for her. And I mean, it's kind of up to Sonya, I feel like, as a friend to be like, no, you don't have to pay me. I'm happy to do it. But Sonya has made it clear that she wants to be paid. And Luann is like fighting it, and she just looks, it's tacky. It's, we know she has money. It's like, come on. And they're not going to address this obviously on the show, but like people go to her cabaret because they're like Roni fans and they want to see her, and people want to see Sonya too. So it's like, without Sonya, you're probably not honestly going to get as many ticket sales also. So it confuses me. I don't know why she can't just pay her more.
Okay. Well, as I said, it is your prerogative. You do. It's your program. You can assess it how you don't even have to have Sonya on the daggone show, but if you're going to do it and you're not going to pay her and she doesn't have a problem with it, that's fine. You know, lots of these women are in a favorable situation. They don't need the money. I don't think Sonya needs the money either, but I think Sonya wants the respect. So there's a difference.
Exactly.
But I just like, I think the problem here is because I do, Luann is the season she was a part-timer, I missed her a lot. And, you know, Luann is really great for this show. Yeah. But, I mean, on some level, it's like you do realize, yes, it's cute, but it is a nostalgic, not nostalgic, a novelty. Like, what you do isn't you being this brilliant performer and top-tier Broadway talent. Like, you know we're laughing with you and at you, but also with you. Yeah. Like, you get that, right? So to have lovable Sonya come up there and be dancing and the dress falls off and Christian Soriano goes and, you know, Jimmy rigs it. That's what we all like. So just have a little like human respect. I don't even think Sonya would be that mad. I don't think so. I think Sonya's more like the fact that I can't joke about that as Sonya and Luann has to be so mean. Like that was a wine drinking Luann. You heard her words. She couldn't get her words out.
Yeah, I do definitely think she was drinking, even though we never saw it. It's like, what is she doing? Like running to her room or something to drink?
No, she drank. I thought she poured a wine, a glass or two.
Oh, did see it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
But the way she was talking was very like, I don't care about her.
Oh, it was mean. She was terrible. And then someone was crying. It was just, it was shocking. I don't know. It makes me not want to go pay to see Luann's show.
Well, with the pandemic, you know, it may not happen anyway. What do you have any other thoughts of the series itself? Who do you rank as one of your favorite, you know, characters and maybe some top moments of this episode?
Good question. I think I have to give the number one spot. Ooh, okay, it's tied. But Leah, I think just because she's new and she, you know, sticks up for herself, she's awesome, she's cool. And I think Sonya, of course, like she's just pure entertainment. She's funny. She's amazing on this show and with these girls. So I have to give it to them too. A little disappointed in Ramona right now. I'd like to see more of Elise for sure. Mm. Dorinda's had her moments. She's had a really rough season, I think, but it looks like she's coming around a little bit. We'll see. But yeah, some of my favorite parts from this episode.
Well, did you like the part where they began to talk about one ball and what one ball could do? I think, again, as we mentioned a bit ago, this is what makes this franchise a little bit more magical than the others, is they kept doing these little jokes on top of jokes on top of jokes. What I think Leah had said, like, oh, he was one and done.
And then
it took Luann maybe 4 seconds to, like, laugh at that. But, like, that type of humor is like, my message to all of these reality shows is I wish we could have more of that. Like, they're so charged up. They're so negative and angry and mad and drama. And I'm going to read you, bitch. You know, it's just sometimes it's too much. So I really liked hearing them talk about that. The one ball was a cute little moment. I don't know how the conversation started. Did you like the conversation about Leah speaking about where she likes to be, you know, pleasured?
Yes.
Because I know you like Leah.
Yeah.
No, because I know you like Leah. And here's the thing. I have said since the comeback of this last two episodes, I think she's getting more comfortable with the group. And now she's saying a lot more authentic things. I think when you start a show, they sort of, you know, the way the production Bible is, they sort of have you arcing yourself in and it's not as natural. Now she's becoming more natural.
Exactly.
And now I agree with the tagline, you know, like, oh, I won't be sorry for who I for what I've done, but not who I am.
Yes.
Because before in Newport, I felt like she was putting it on. It wasn't real. It wasn't authentic. I wasn't even a big fan of grabbing the centerpiece. But her, while they're talking about sex, to say that she doesn't mind a little licky loo, I thought that was like she's, you know, this is about women empowerment and we're all allowed to say what is comfortable to us. And that was okay.
I totally agree. And I think from the beginning, I liked her, but now I'm just happy that we are getting like her. I don't know. She is authentic. Like, I feel like she's always given us her true self, But at the beginning, like you said, you never really know, like, is this real? Like, what are we getting? But
I did not like her at the beginning. It's just y'all liked her so much. And I was like, y'all don't see the fakeness? Like, not that she's fake, but it's the production Bible. You know what I mean? I filmed a reality series once, you know, 2 days worth. And you know how certain things go. I'm just saying it seems like she's more comfortable now. And I do want to see what that entails.
Which is weird because Tinsley's gone. I was excited to see how she'd be without Tinsley. And, like, she's better. I don't know. She, like, held her own. She's getting along with the other girls. I feel like sometimes her and Tinsley would like be on their own and it was like the two girls, but now like she really has to be thrown in the mix and she's great. So
any last comments on the episode? Did I miss anything that you wanted to speak upon before we get into what's next coming up next? Cause we have a old cast member coming back that some people are mixed emotions about, but I'm all for Heather coming back.
I don't have anything else to say. I think we covered it all. I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think we covered it all. So, yeah, we got to Lou.
Well, I'll say for this episode, my scorecard, top talent has to go to Sonia. And that's because a lot of times when Sonia has her big moments, it's because she's drunk as a skunk. Mm-hmm. And this time she wasn't as bad, but yet she was real funny. Her calling out the whole group and saying, hold on, we got a runner. We got a runner. I thought was so good. And it was classic Sonia. Yeah. And by the way, the glow up that she had on Watch What Happens Live right after, it's the glow up that we all shall have. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Oh my gosh. She looks amazing.
Excited about next episode. Do you like the idea of Heather coming back? If it wasn't Heather coming back, would you want to see Jill Zarin back again? I had heard that Jill Zarin had done a live with Elise and she said she was actually available to come to the Berkshires, but Dorinda had said no. I think, yes, while we have Heather back at the Berkshires, I would have liked to see Jill Zarin there too.
I agree. And I think because we already, like, I'm excited for Heather, but we also already have this, like, conflict with Jill. And it was Dorinda, right? Dorinda who?
Yes, who said that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to see Jill too, because there's obviously some tension that, and we don't know why. So it's like, let's hash it out. Let's see it. So I'm excited though for next episode and to get some new players in the game.
Okay, cool. And you want everyone to stick it to Ramona if she acts out of line. That's what I got from you. Okay.
They need like a deep therapy session with
Ramona. And, so there we are. Allie, thank you. I'm going to have you give out your social media in a moment. Real quick, what would you like to see happen throughout the rest of the season? We got a couple episodes that are going to be at the Berkshires. Where would you like it to go? My big gripe is that they haven't done enough New York City stuff. They haven't been living in the city. They haven't been like building their businesses or social circles or dinners and lunches. There's a lot of traveling to Newport, traveling to the Hamptons, traveling to Berkshires. I want more New York. That's a character, you know?
You've been saying that from the beginning, and I think I'm starting to agree, even though we're getting such good TV and there's enough drama for days, but it is a little bit like, okay, we saw like Sonia's business meeting, you know, but they didn't really touch on it. I agree. I'd love to see more on their own, like what's going on in their lives, bring back their kids a little bit. But like I said, there's just so much drama. The producers are probably like, we don't even have time to talk about like your business, even though I'd love it too. But I think that for the rest of the season going forward, I'd love to see Ramona just get it a little bit. Like you said, she needs a slice of humble pie. Like they just need to sit her down and really hash everything out. And she needs to realize like she is really disrespectful to her friends, even if she doesn't mean to be like, she just needs to like change something. I don't know. She needs to work on herself. I'd like to see more of Elise. See Leah date.
Leah date. Okay. So no chance for Leah. And we're wrapping up here. No chance for Leah to get back with, as Leah said, Big Dick Rob. You don't want to see that at all.
I do. I really like Rob. I'd love to see them get back together. She said what? They've been separated now for I don't know how many years. Yeah. It just feels a little bit like, if that was meant to be, it would have happened by now.
While it was still a joke, would you think it was breaking girl code if Sonia did go out with Rob?
I don't think so. Only if, I mean, Leah's the one that made the joke. So if Leah was okay with it, I don't think it would be.
Could you imagine?
And that would, I would be so there for that. Oh my gosh. What if they like got married and then Sonia like they're like in the same family. Oh yes.
That'd be good. Wrapping things up, big shout out to our creators of AfterBuzz, which is Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. Got some fantastic, brilliant things on the future. We are going to continue to watch Housewives of New York each and every week. AfterBuzz is going to enjoy our summer, and it's so important to have some peace. So we're going to step away and have some peace and serenity. But if you still want to talk Housewives with Ali, where would that be available on your social media?
Yes, you guys can find me at Ali Janes, and Twitter is at AliJanes13.
And that's the ultimate message. Like I said, being healthy and enjoying yourself. And it's oftentimes we work too hard and we don't have vacation. And then all of a sudden we, you know, snap our fingers and you've never relaxed. So we're going to use this summer to relax. If you want to support things that I'm working on, it's going to be randomlyronniejr.com. Randomlyronniejr.com. It's an interview series. And it's been a lot of fun. And that has been Housewives of New York's after show. Please support Chelsea Stark Jones. She is the perfect cross between, what does she always say? Sports and beauty.
I don't want to mess it up. Because it's cute.
And Hollywood Leon is a Bravo historian. And he's also an actor. He plays Jimmy on the HBO series that Lena Dunham had created. Not Girls, but the other one. And so support them as well. And also big shout out and late happy birthday to our dear engineer, Bree. Bree is Bree's knees. The Bree's knees. Okay. I made that up. Okay, that's it. Allie, thank you for joining me today.
Fun. I love talking with you. Thank you.
Till next time. Bye. Next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.